Winston Churchill famously suffered bouts of depression that he called the black dog. He was far from alone. Depression is the commonest psychiatric disorder, with up to 10% of the population said to suffer from it at some point in their lives. This figure is apparently increasing, according to the WHO. Desperation will be foremost contributor to the worldwide burden of disease by 2030. Symptoms include disturbances in mood, energy, sleep, appetite, and sex drive. The depressed person is chronically miserable, pessimistic, lacking in energy, feels helpless, useless, guilty without reason, and unable to find pleasure in life. The directive to pull yourself together is not helpful. Many are puzzled by their own condition, seeing no good reason for it. In depression, constitutional or down to unfortunate life circumstances and experiences, both seem implicated. Twin studies suggest that major depression is around 40 to 50% heritable. This could mean that in most cases, genetics are about half to blame and the rest down to the environment. Or it could mean that some cases are mostly genetic and others environmental. People with a family history of depression are especially vulnerable. Those with a depressed parent or sibling are 2 to 3 times more at risk. If those family members have recurrent depressive episodes starting early in life, the risk increases to 4 or 5 times the average. Bipolar or anxiety disorders in close relatives also increase our risk of depression. No one gene is responsible for depression, but certain genes have been put forward as contributors. Among them is a serotonin transporter 5-HTTLPR, often called SERT. This comes in 2 versions, long and short, one contributed by each parent. People with 1 or 2 short forms seem more vulnerable to anxiety and stress, hence more prone to depression and suicide. The gene alone does not determine depression, only if the environment is also bad, perhaps a history of child abuse or neglect, broken relationships or unemployment. The comparison between dandelions and orchids has been invoked. Dandelions thrive in almost any conditions. Orchids do well under optimal conditions, but otherwise wilt. Sensitive people may be thought of as like orchids. What factors in the environment contribute to depression? Any change in life circumstances is apparently stressful, even those we think of as positive, like getting married. Stress is associated with depression, but the gene-environment relationship is complex. Kendler studied a large sample of female twins, classifying their stressful life events into those beyond their control and those to which their own behaviour may have contributed. While much of the association between life stress and depression was casual, bad luck, as much as 1/3 was apparently due to depression-prone individuals gravitating towards high-risk environments, making bad choices. Occasionally, one finds identical twins in which one is depressed and the other not, and this is of special interest to researchers. Kendler and Haberstadt collected autobiographical details from 14 such twin pairs in an attempt to discover the root of the discrepancy. The depressed twin recalled more negative and traumatic events in their past and more setbacks in their love lives. However, the direction of cause and effect was not clear. As noted above, some people create their own bad luck.